This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Dave, I can't wait to find out what runners you're recommending as the latest in winter fashion.
Jade, there are no runners in winter fashion 2010.
Are you sure?
I am sure. Look,
I think they're trendy, aren't they? I don't know.
They are trendy, but I don't see runners as being part of winter fashion. So, okay. And because, you know, I'm looking so gross right now, I really don't feel I have the authority to speak on what is fashionable, but I'm going to try anyway.
Okay.
You see, here's the situation, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
Every season we get fashion bloggers, we get retailers, we get, you know, magazines telling us what is in fashion, what the look is and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that they rarely ever agree.
Okay.
So as a result, I'm getting all this information thrown at me. I'm just, okay, well, is fur in this season? No. Okay, don't do fur. Is black in? Let's do slick and black. No. Okay, let's go country. Boho? What's going on here?
What the hell is boho?
Like bohemian.
Okay.
So, you know, there's all these different looks, Jade. So I've decided that tonight, this is the last week before we officially step into winter.
Okay.
So I thought tonight, David Lim's going to put the smack down on this, going to give the verdict once and for all. I will pass judgment and this shall be decreed.
Okay.
Okay. So I've decided that there are basically two looks that we can go for.
As in us?
Yes, us.
Okay.
I think about you, Jade.
Okay.
I mean, I don't just come on here and like talk about, you know, fashion for Miranda Kerr when it's not applicable to either of us.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so
it's true.
Yeah.
Neither of us had Miranda Kerr's figure.
No. I couldn't work those curves. But look, I've tried to pick fashion and looks that I think you and I can adapt and appropriate.
Okay.
So in an essence, I don't mind you wearing the same style of clothes as me. That's what I'm saying.
That's very lesbian again. We're so merging.
Oh, this is terrible. So I've come up with two different looks that I've decided that would be the go. You can either go this winter, slick, tailored and black.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of a tailored dark look, or you can go relaxed boho country.
Boho country.
Yeah, I'm kind of liking the latter right now.
What does that mean?
I'll explain. So basically, well, we'll take it from the top first. So slick, tailored and black. So Jade, black is back in fashion again. I don't think black has ever been out of fashion.
I didn't think it was ever out. I wear black all the time.
I know. But for a while, people were saying, no, don't make your winters all about greys and blacks. Add a bit of colour to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that this season, we've kind of gone full circle and decided, nah, we're going to pull a Morticia on us. Gonna go all dark, nice trench coat.
You had to pull a reference. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Morticia Adams.
Oh, okay.
The Adams family.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, goth. So basically, if you want to go for the slick tailored black look, I'm recommending, you know, like black leather jackets. Leather jackets are so in, Jade. And I can imagine you with a nice leather jacket.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go leather jacket shopping.
Yeah, we'll go leather jacket shopping.
Okay.
You don't want to get anything that looks too shiny or new.
Yeah.
You want something with a bit of vintage character.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going for. So think layers this winter. Think texture. Think character. And I just have to pause myself because I don't think I've ever sounded so gay on this show before.
Yeah.
Like I said, we don't normally talk about fashion.
Are you sure? You talk about SEB a lot.
Oh, I don't know. But
girls,
you know,
allowed?
When I start talking textures.
Kylie.
And layers and textures. I feel like I'm tipping myself over the scale here. At least we're not playing Kylie tonight because then I would just out-gay myself. But no, you can go for the black leather jackets, work the grey hoodies, the natural coloured wool cardigans. That's very in. Shirts, fitted shirts. Mm-hmm. Don't do baggy shirts. Do not, under whatever circumstance, go for graffiti print T-shirts.
Graffiti print T-shirts.
You know, back in, there was a stage where everyone thought it was cool to wear T-shirts with those graffiti prints on it and all these crazy rubber-looking prints.
Sure.
No, not in. Okay. None of all that kind of mess. Okay. Keep it simple. Keep it slick.
Mm-hmm.
Black skinny jeans. Jade, what do you think?
I don't know if I can pull off a pair of skinny jeans, Dave.
But I feel that jeans should be, you know, for me anyway, jeans have to be skinny, have to be tight and have to be figure-hugging.
Do you remember the one time that I did wear skinny jeans? It was to your diva party many years ago.
Yeah, I vaguely remember because all the photos we took were from, like, the waist up.
Yes, so it was not a good experience for me.
Did you have to, like, peel it off?
Yeah, I had to peel them on and peel it off. It was not a good time.
No, but for me, look, I'm a really big fan of skinny jeans, so that's one thing I'll be...
If you can pull them off, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't mind the wax job when you're taking it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally go for it. Now, Jade, you were asking before, what is this relaxed boho country look?
Yeah, I'm thinking Dixie Chicks or something now.
I don't even know what Dixie Chicks wear, and I don't think I want to know.
Probably not.
So the same idea here once again. This winter, we're going for layers.
Mm-hmm.
Think comfortable if you're going for this look.
Okay.
Think about soft fabrics.
I love comfortable.
You know, right now I'm a big fan of comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm in any shape to pull off something dark and sexy this winter. I just don't feel sexy. I don't feel like that.
Aww.
I just, you know, I want to wear Ugg boots out in public.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
I don't even own Ugg boots.
They're so good, Jade, because my house, I swear, is located in the North Pole. It's freezing. So I want to wear Ugg boots out so bad. The colours you'd be thinking of if you're going for the country look, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
Think like tans and browns and greys and olive greens. Okay. I think olive green would look good on most people.
I don't know if I could pull off those kind of colors.
I think you can because you've got green eyes, don't you?
Yeah,
so it kind of works with your eyes.
Okay,
so you can, you know, inject a bit of olive green in your wardrobe, I'm sure.
Sure.
Checkered shirts. Now this is very lesbian, isn't it?
Sure, yes it is.
I'm a big fan of checkered shirts now. You know, I want to look
lesbian
like...
lesbian spending time you've been doing.
Yeah, yeah, maybe it is. The urge to merge once again. You know, I like wearing...
Although I don't wear checkered shirts.
Yeah, that's interestingly enough. Yeah, you're more of a T-shirts kind of girl.
I love a T-shirt.
You love your smart, quirky T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm craving some baggy crease shirts. I'm craving some, lesbian checkered shirts. And you know what is really cute this winter? I think we should get into mittens, earmuffs, and just baggy beanies. Soft and comfortable things like that. A big knitted scarf. You know?
How am I going to be able to pull any of that off at work is my question, Dave.
Ooh, you might want to revert and flip the card to the slick tailored and black for work. And then when you go home, go relax boho country.
Yeah. So we're totally going shopping this weekend, right, for some check shirts and leather jackets.
I just got to wait to get paid and and I can, you know, it'll begin my lesbian transformation.
It'll be as cool as when we went shopping for heels.
But it won't be as painful. That's the thing.
That's true.
So final verdict this winter, do something comfortable, do something black. At the end of the day, whichever you choose, layers.
Mm-hmm.
Dum, 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 dum. Final word.
Awesome.
Different Strokes Flashback, bringing pop culture back from the yesteryears.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, I once was a little girl. It may seem completely, unimaginable to you that but I was once a little girl.
You were once a little girl with boy band.
Yes. Despite my tomboyish tendencies, which have continued my entire life, it's not like I switched halfway through. I was into one boy band and I was into New Kids on the Block.
That was the only boy band you ever got into?
Yeah. I was around the right age when they came out. So they started sort of in the late 80s, early 90s. And so, you know, I was you know, 9, 10, 11, around that time. So that's when you kind of get into those types of bands.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually mentioned today, I work in an office full of women or girls, and I mentioned today that I was going to talk about New Kids on the Block, and every single one of them remembered New Kids on the Block and said, my favourite was blah, 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 or my favourite was. The consensus was no one's favourite is ever Danny.
Oh, okay, so you're talking about band members. Yeah. I was talking about like the...
No, they had a favourite New Kid. Everyone has a favourite New Kid.
Huh. So who's the sexy one? Is that Joey?
Joey was like the little kind of younger, cutie one that was like, you know, he was one of the sex symbols. The
other was Donnie.
And Jordan was the other
Jordan.
One. Yes.
Jordan. Yeah.
And Jordan had one of those like thin, long, little plait things at the back of his
Don't
head.
Don't say a rat's tail.
It was like a plaited rat's tail.
Disgusting. All sex appeal lost. I'm sorry.
I actually have a confession, Dave, and I wish I really did have... still have these things, though. I actually owned the doll versions of New Kids on the Block.
Hell no.
Yes, I did.
All five?
I didn't own Danny. Oh, because no one wants Danny.
God, it's like Mel C is the one that's left on the shelf, you know.
I totally take Mel C over any of the other Spice Girls.
Well, maybe you should have bought Mel C and incorporated her into New Kids on the Block.
But what you'd get in the box, right, is you'd get these little cassette tapes, and there were like these behind the scenes interviews with the New Kids, right, and they'd start with Screaming Girls. It was like the original DVD extras. It was, you know, behind the scenes. It was awesome.
That was just ahead of its time.
It was so ahead of its time.
The fact that it came in cassettes as well.
Yes.
So was every different boy's doll different, like have a different interview on it?
Yes, yeah. So everyone had a different interview and about different things. There was, I mean, these guys were huge, Dave. They sold like 80 million records.
How many?
Worldwide. 80 million.
80.
Yes.
Well, I can just not do this Destiny's Child show tonight because they've outsold them.
Really?
Destiny's Child is like one of the biggest selling girl groups in the world. They've done 50 million.
Yeah.
New Kids on the Block. How long were they around for, Jade?
Well, it says that they started in the late 80s, right? So their first album came out in like 88 or 89, and then they were done basically by like 92, 93. So they weren't around a huge amount of time.
That's why I never got into them.
They did bring out an album in 2008.
Which I have.
Yes, called The Block.
Oh, and they're all men now.
Yeah, they are all men. they'd kind of had all of these other unsuccessful attempts after they broke up. They actually broke up in 94 officially. Like, no one had heard from them for a little bit. And then they tried to do this, like, rap album as well.
Please, no.
It was horrible.
Please.
but they, you know, they were really huge. Like, you cannot... understand how huge they were at the time.
80 million albums sold worldwide. Yeah. I think I get an idea.
And I thought, okay, well, there's got to be other bands.
Okay, there's got to be other boy bands
that
we've forgotten.
There's got to be other boy bands that we've forgotten. Andrew texted in with E17, and the second he said that, I totally remembered E17.
I don't know a single song by E17.
E17, he mentions their famous song, which is called "It's All Right." They were actually a British boy band.
Okay,
they were kind of they're a bit rough and ready style.
Okay, that sounds sexual. Band. Okay,
you know they weren't so, you know, New Kids on the Block were very well, you know, groomed and kind of. Whereas they were kind of going for a more rough hip-hop-y style.
So they were edgier.
Edgier.
Yeah. E17, edgier. Okay.
You totally get into Boyz II Men. There's another one.
Boyz II Men to me. You see, when Boyz II Men was huge, that was in the 90s.
Yes.
And for me then, I kind of thought, okay, the music, I mainly know Boyz II Men for their ballads.
Yeah.
I don't really know any up-tempo songs. So at that stage, I was kind of turned off. But yeah, wasn't really into Boyz II Men.
How about Five?
Oh, come on. You know, Five was huge, wasn't it? They were huge.
Yeah, I remember by the time Five came out, I was too old for all this boy band stuff. But my younger sister was really into Five.
Was she into NSYNC as well?
She wasn't into NSYNC.
Oh, God.
No, I don't think she was. She was into Backstreet Boys.
Oh, you know what? My father is still to date into Backstreet Boys.
Are they still releasing albums?
They are still alive. They're still making albums. They might have lost a member along the way. No one noticed.
Yeah.
But there's only four of them now in Backstreet Boys.
Really? Who did they lose?
Oh, some non-singer. Sorry, I can't even remember his name. He's a brunette, big bushy eyebrows.
AJ?
No, not AJ, not the bad boy, the non-character of the group. I think his name's Kevin, so I don't know.
Oh, they've lost Kevin.
Yeah, do you know who Kevin is? You gave that kind of a knowing nod like you know who Kevin is. Do you follow Backstreet Boys? Well, do you have the dolls, Jade?
I don't have Backstreet Boy dolls at all. But, you know, and NSYNC weren't that big here from my memory. I think
a lot of boys younger than me can tell you they were huge here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I remember them.
All over Video Hits.
What NSYNC. About Human Nature?
Oh, how's this for a confession?
Yeah.
I'll probably get disowned for this, but my boyfriend's mum loves Human Nature.
Yeah? Like, so does my mum. They're such a mum band, aren't they?
Are they?
Yes.
I just wouldn't have picked it. Like, what about when they went through that pop phase before they went all Nanas with the album of covers?
My mum would totally still go for Human Nature. My mum has got, like, you know, she loves a good boy band, totally into Backstreet Boys.
Really?
Totally into Boyzone.
Oh, my mum is just not into that. Yeah. She likes her Celine.
Yeah.
She likes her Cosima DeVito. But not Backstreet Boys.
As I've mentioned on Twitter, my mum is a woman of very complex musical taste.
You were syncing her iPod and you found Neo.
Yeah.
You found, obviously...
Rolling Stones, oh Beatles, all kinds of... There was a random collection of weirdness.
It's all over the shop.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason whatsoever.
So what other boy bands have we forgotten, Jade?
Westlife? Do you remember Westlife?
They're still going, Jade.
I don't think they can count.
No, they're still going.
Okay.
Yep.
I found out about this band that I'd never heard of called O-Town.
Oh, no, I don't know O-Town. Sorry, yeah. No.
So they had this song. Apparently they were named after...
Don't say Oklahoma.
No, Orlando.
Okay.
They were part of what they call the forerunner of American Idol, which was a show called Making the Band.
Oh, Making the Band. I remember Making the Band, yeah.
Yes.
There but you go. They were a product of a reality TV show as well.
Yes.
Mm.
There you go.
Oh, dear. So many boy bands we've lost along the way.
You say that it's about pop artist with character.
Pop artist with character.
Forget what you've heard. Go to listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave?
Yes. So tonight we're still recommending music to each other, Jade.
Yes.
How's it going? How's it going thus far? I mean...
I'm feeling okay about what you've chosen for me. I'm more anxious about how you feel about what I've chosen for you.
So far you've picked Friendly Fires and Lucky Lee, and I like it a lot.
Yeah.
To work on that cheesy play on words.
It's okay. You've been in quarantine for a couple of days.
So. Yeah, I know. My head's about to explode. Yeah. But... let's just respond to an SMS from John, because I know this is something right up your alley.
Okay, yeah. John says, "Hi, guys. What do you think of Glee? I saw the Madonna special and got hooked. Sue Sylvester is my favourite character." Yes, John, I am a huge fan of Glee. I actually watched the Lady Gaga episode online before I came in for the show tonight. Sue Sylvester is... Jane Lynch. I'm a huge Jane Lynch fan. I talk about her all the time. But yeah, she does a great job in that show. So, yeah, you should definitely stick with it. And watch the earlier shows. Watch the first, you know, because they had a break. Watch the first 13 episodes. They were really good.
Oh, my goodness. You see, I thought the Madonna special on Glee would definitely trap me.
Yeah.
Would definitely snare me in. But then I didn't watch it, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
But then I heard that they did Brandy and Monica's Boys Mine. I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
Have to be something more obscure, wouldn't it, to get you in?
I would say Brandy and Monica's Boys Mine is obscure, yeah. But...
wow. Well,
I have that version now.
Madonna's too obvious for you, I think.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to be one of those people that just fall in because they bait me with Madonna.
Yeah.
Pull a bit of Monica and I'll see how it goes. In the meantime, because I'm not the only one who's making recommendations for music tonight, Jade, someone's messaged in some band suggestions for you.
If you haven't heard of them yet, the Jane Austen Argument and Michelangelo and the Black Sea Gentlemen. I have not heard of either of those, but thank you very much for making those recommendations.
I've seen their posters somewhere, so they are real bands.
Okay, good.
In any case, tonight, Jade, I I've been waiting for this album for a while now, okay? Her name is Janelle Monáe.
Mm-hmm.
She is an American funk artist. So for fans of Outkast, you would definitely like what Janelle Monáe is doing. But why I decided to bring her in this week is not only because the album dropped only sometime last week, but we're making music recommendations, Jade.
Yeah.
And I know you love sci-fi.
Yes.
And I look at this album, and Janelle Monáe has definitely got the sci-fi thing happening.
Well, she's got an interesting-looking headdress going on.
Yeah, it's kind of African queen yet cyborg-looking.
Yep.
The album's called The Ark Android, and Jade, it is a masterpiece.
Yep.
So basically, I'll give you a rundown about what she does. So 3 years ago, she put out an EP called Metropolis Suite 1. And it was just like, I don't know, about 5 or 6 tracks or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she has this thing where she is creating this sci-fi character, like this parallel universe where she's telling the story through music. She has this alter ego called Cindy Mayweather, and it's really elaborate, Jade. Like, the artwork inside is like a whole other cyberspace.
Okay.
She's created this story and everything, and, you know, the Ark Android is actually the sequel to the first suite. So it contains Suite 2 and Suite 3.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit like a sci-fi trilogy.
Well, yeah, they're different. And then they're going to go back to the prequels.
I'm not sure if Janelle would do that. But apparently there are 4 suites. So we've only heard 3 so far. So who knows? Maybe after the 4th one, she will do a prequel.
There is actually some images there that kind of remind me of E.T.
Yeah, I'm going to hand over the booklet to you now.
Or Blade Runner.
Yeah, like there's some kind of sci-fi thing happening. I know you're much better with the references than I am, but Jade, there's a whole story there. She has written a story. She has created these characters, and it is amazing. It is so rich. The whole experience, like the music itself, she has interludes and she has intros and all that. It flows. It's one of those concept albums, Jade, where you have to listen from
start to finish.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know how we were talking about this sometime last week when you reviewed Foal's album?
Yeah.
And I was saying, oh, who listens to album from start to finish?
Mm-hmm.
People buy tracks nowadays. But if you put as much effort into it as Janelle Monáe does, you'd want to catch track one to the end.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think it's, I mean, we keep having this debate. It's interesting, isn't it? That, you know, at least people are still making those things, that those albums that they want to be listened to from start to finish. But I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I think it's kind of unrealistic that people will do it.
Yeah, I think it depends on how you consume music. Like, some people just want to go for the songs. And I have those kind of moods where I want to just go for the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And the other times I'm like, I want to listen to the whole story.
Yeah.
Take me from track 1 to 18. So this is definitely one of those albums. You see, Jade, it's just, it goes from like really energetic kind of funk straight down to, you know, really cinematic kind of thought-provoking music. So it's got a good mix there. It's got a good mix, I have to say.
I liked a couple of the songs.
Yeah, you mentioned that you like Cold War, which is one of the singles that she's put out. So basically, there are 2 singles out simultaneously, I think. There's Tightrope and then there's Cold War. So I hope the album does well, because I think it's, with concept albums, Jade, it can be a bit inaccessible sometimes. I think that's what you were trying to say.
Yeah, and how do you think it'll go down in an Australian market?
I don't know at all, because that style of music, I think the closest, and I might just really not be giving Australians props for this, but I think the closest we've ever come to something like what Janelle's doing is Outkast, and that's been many, many years ago. So I'm not sure if radio is ready for it yet, but having said that, when she put out Many Moons from her last EP, Joy played it. You know, we picked it up only sometime last year or the year before, so we're a bit late on that, but we are embracing it, so if there's a station that will pick up Janelle Monáe, I'm sure Joy will.
Yes.
How's that for a plug?
Definitely a plug. Dave, is that really all we've got time for?
That's all we've got time for with Different Strokes tonight. It's been fun, but, you know, I can't believe I talked about fashion tonight. I know I have no money in the bank account to go and shop, but it's still nice to know that, I have a look going on, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I want to ultimately go for this season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we should totally go shopping sometime.
Oh, we're totally going shopping.
Yeah, we have to buy you a leather jacket.
I'm getting a leather jacket. You're going to get a matching one.
Yep.
Totally going to get matching checked shirts.
Oh, God.
Show up around town looking twinsy.
Oh, great, Jade. Talk about urge to merge.
Yep, totally.
We're renaming the show to Same Strokes.
Yep, Same Strokes.
But if you want to catch up with us during the week,
you have a multiple there are multiple ways.
Yeah.
They're, like, you're spoiled for choice, really. you can, if you go to joy.org.au/different strokes, you can see our blog, our podcast, etc. We are on Facebook. If you do a search for us, become a fan for, of us on Facebook. And we are also on Twitter. So, but Dave and I post under our own names. So if you go to our blog, all the links are there. And yeah, track us down during the week. We might, even if you put in a request, we might be like willing to say yes.
Oh, you got to say it's your birthday or something life-changing like that. Because otherwise, Jade's just
Your case early.
Put in your applications. Yeah. Give it a bit of waiting period.
If you want to give some recommendations on where we can, you know, go do some shopping for our urge to merge day, go ahead. Do that too.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.